Privacy advocates are raising concerns over a new ID system planned for public libraries in a Chicago suburb. By the end of the summer, the Naperville libraries will begin to require fingerprint scans for patrons who use library computers to surf the internet. NPR's David Shaper reports.
It's mid-afternoon on one of the first days of summer vacation, so the Nichols branch of the Naperville Public Libraries here in downtown Naperville is pretty busy. Of course, this is a library, so it's very quiet, even here in the computer lab, which is nearly full. This room has 36 computers offering patrons public access to the internet. Mark West, deputy director of the Naperville Public Libraries, explains that these computers will soon be equipped with an additional security feature, a fingerprint scanner.
When a user comes in and approaches one of our workstations, they're greeted right now by an introductory screen that simply asks them to type their library barcode and a PIN number, press the button, and then they're logged into the internet. When we add the biometrics, what we'll actually add is a small device, approximately an inch and a half long, an inch wide, an inch and a half high, with a glass plate on the top of it.
The screen will prompt the user to place his or her fingertip on the scanner, and West says the system converts the image of the fingerprint into a number several hundred characters long that corresponds to the unique ridges, swirls, and vectors in the fingerprint.
And it's important to note that once that image has been converted into the numeric value, the image disappears. We do not retain a picture of the fingerprint in any way.
West insists the police and the FBI will not be able to access the images, and he adds that the images will be encrypted to prevent hackers from reconstructing them. And he says each night the system will destroy any record of who used the computers that day, as it does now. He says the library is only interested in tracking how long patrons are on the computers to enforce time limits and to make sure those using the computers are who they say they are.
What we had discovered was that young people in particular were swapping cards in order to use the equipment.
West says minors are supposed to have their parents' permission on file to use the library's computers, and some parents want to filter the information their kids can access online. Outside the library's front doors, 18-year-old Matthew Wolfe, who says he uses the computer lab at least once a week, admits some card swapping goes on. But the recent Naperville Central High School graduate says the problem doesn't rise to the level of requiring something usually associated with criminal behavior.
Fingerprinting at the Naperville Public Library would essentially say that we're criminals for accessing information, and that's absurd.
And computer professional at nearby Fermi National Laboratory, Jim Amundsen, says he doesn't buy the library's assurances that the biometric system's database will be secure.
Anybody's computer system could be hacked. That happens. We know that the people who are in the business of keeping important information secret, say, you know, credit card companies, have recently had a number of well-publicized incidents where their information has made it out into the world. I don't see why the local public library feels like they're going to do a better job.
Others, including the ACLU of Illinois, worry about fingerprinting library patrons at a time when Congress is debating changes to the USA Patriot Act that might give federal authorities greater access to confidential library records. The Naperville Library's Mark West admits he's been blindsided by the negative reaction.
I'm a, you know, card-carrying, dues-paying member of the ACLU, so I personally am very much committed to the concepts of civil liberties, privacy, and confidentiality, and I would not have recommended the use of the system had I not been absolutely convinced that every privacy standard that I could imagine had in fact been met.
The American Library Association has raised concerns about fingerprinting, and its members are talking about it at the group's annual meeting in Chicago this weekend. And the company that makes the fingerprint scanners, the U.S. Biometrics Corporation, has set up a booth at the conference in hopes of quelling privacy concerns while trying to drum up some more security business. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.